Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips is all about health and fitness, but not just health and fitness. We talk about how does one fit in fitness in a busy schedule. The Health Tips Podcast is one of India's oldest podcasts, if not the oldest health and fitness online radio show from India. We were so popular that we had to change servers midway because the earlier one couldn't handle the traffic. A shout out to our sponsor, Atharva Marcom. Atharva Marcom is India's smartest public relations firm, delivering smart communication solutions to individuals, corporates, and organizations, possibly even you, and turning them into celebrities. True to their tagline, we make you famous. Reach out to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com. That's atharvamarcom@gmail.com. Today, I continue with part two of an interesting guest who crosses the realm of physical and financial fitness. A guru, a guide to thousands of women, he truly lives the phrase of women's empowerment. Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka is the co-founder of Millennium Mams, a Kolkata-based not-for-profit organization with the sole motive of creating financial awareness and literacy among women. The organization has since multiplied manifold and has touched the lives of over 3,000 women, giving them an opportunity to build financial acumen. The curriculum imparts financial knowledge through the study of current affairs and business dailies, analysis of sector-wise balance sheets, AGM participation, tracking of global economic trends, and plant visits. Since its inception, several enterprising women have become successful entrepreneurs, businesswomen, and investors with robust portfolios. I present to you part two of Empowerment Through Physical Fitness with Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka. To keep listening to the Health Tips Podcast, follow us on Twitter at Health Tips Radio, on iTunes at the Health Tips Podcast, on Facebook at the Health Tips Radio, or on Podomatic. A few sneak peeks from episode one. So where was the first date?
Not exactly the date, because she was from Eastern UP, that eastern part of India. So it was not what is happening in the present day world. Yeah. And at the time of my marriage also, we didn't have the money. So somehow or other, we managed our life with a very, very limited resources. Then the question came that I got admission in IIT Kharagpur.
Wow.
But still, I could not pursue my studies because of the family problems or atmosphere. And I had to go to Odisha to
by
beg.
Train, I guess.
No, by train, yes. And to beg with him that if you don't give my money, it is not that your money, then I will be in a big, big soup.
Yes.
I agree with you, but before that, let me tell you the biggest tragedy of my life. Like, say, we are talking, we are talking with you. I lost my wife, I think, at the when I was around 40.
Wow.
So, and that was all of a sudden. Like, say, we are just having our dinner, etc. And within 2 hours, everything was over. At that time,
I mean, there was no sickness or anything?
No sickness, not at all. Doctor was also present, luckily. At that time, can you imagine, myself and my son, two male members, we were staying in that big bungalow. So everyone blackmailed us, the cook, the servant. But at that time, that's how you can deal the crisis in your life. I thought that I should end my life.
Huh? Oh my God.
Because I cannot survive. Because it was all of a sudden. And I was too much dependent upon her. But
and now we move to episode 2 with Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka. Let's How say, do you define yoga? Like yoga, some people think yoga is just a physical way of, is just physical fitness. But I think you, it's more than that.
Definitely, definitely. Physical fitness is a bonus, you can say. Or by the way. By the way. Because ultimately, all the disease, their root is in the mind. So unless you treat that mind, you cannot have effect on physical. So what happened that I started coming to an ashram, yoga ashram, that is in Bangalore city, 100-acre complex. So there I was 100% introduced to yoga, and they made me the chairman of this Calcutta branch. Huh. And from the last 25 years, I'm regularly coming to the ashram, and personally I'm doing at least 1.5 hours, if not more, of yoga, and the benefits are immense.
So take us through your yoga yoga routine. Like what all do you do, and without little, not too many asana names, because some people may not understand the asana, but little bit about your yoga routines.
Yoga, mainly I focus on relaxation, pranayama. That is the main important area in yoga. And some asanas, some loosening exercise. Then when I come back after a very busy schedule, as you said, in the evening, I'm totally tired mentally and physically. Then I do some very important relaxation technique, like a PET, pranic energization technique, or DRT, deep relaxation technique. That's how I can manage my life, because all my students and my friends and acquaintances, they just wonder how I am surviving. I've got so many hats to be wear. Mm. And somehow that with God's grace and with the grace of yoga.
So what is your routine? Your 1.5 hours routine, is it a specific one
set? Definitely. 8 to 9.20. In the morning.
So what? How do you start? What do you start?
I start with loosening exercise, and then some asanas, then relaxation, then pranayama. That's how I complete 1 hour 20 minutes. And in the evening also, I do the relaxation exercise for say 30 minutes. And Karan, I tell you, ki if you want to be successful financially also, then that is the only option. Because what happens in financial world, many MBAs may not be financially a big success. Why? Because you have to use your creativity. Mm. And creativity cannot come if you are running always.
Always, yeah.
So ultimately what happens?
Calming the mind.
Yes, you have to be relaxed, and then something comes up into your mind, and that changes the whole game. That's how thing happens. And I don't know why youngsters, they have got aversion to yoga and they prefer gym. Gym is very good, but that solves your problem at physical level. So if you just do, say, one of my friends, he's doing 90 Surya Namaskar, 90.
Wow.
That is more than anything. That covers the relaxation, asanas, weight loss, everything.
So I know that you are you kind of are a big I would say fan, or you follow Warren Buffett investment philosophy. How did that come about? How did you chance upon that? How did that influence you? And was that one of your greatest inspirations in your life, or were there other? Tell us about the inspirations in your life.
There were many people who inspired. One great person was Sitaram Seksaria, who was pioneer in starting women education in Kolkata. And he was my relative, and he loved me so much. he also motivated me to do something great. My godfather, my father, my wife. And then finally, I don't remember how I could come in contact with the teachings of Warren Buffett. But I must tell you that I'm a very simple person. My thoughts are very simple. I hate complication, or I can't handle complications. Mm. So I understood that a person like me, I cannot handle that jargons of stock market. So I started reading the books on Warren Buffett. And I understood that they are very simple, very, very simple, but very, very difficult to follow. It is like a sadhana. It's like a proper worship. So I then started implementing his principle in my life. And
so what are the principles of Warren Buffett in a concise way?
In a very, if you ask me two, three main principles, that when you buy shares, you become partner in that company, one. So you choose the right partner. Number two, when you buy shares, you are buying a portion of the business. So you should know the business, number one. And if the business does well, then you are also doing well. So two simple principles. And then he just declares that never lose money, rule number two, follow rule number one. So that what inspired me. And whatever mistake I have done or I'm continuing to do, because I don't follow in that area the principle given by Warren Buffett.
So were there any mistakes that you can remember which kind of taught you? Because people say the failure is one of the biggest teachers.
So many mistakes. Like say earlier, the budget was a big affair. Budget, annual budget of the government. And there was no television, no this net, whatever. Then we used to go to the stock exchange, to our broker's office. Once in a year, and we always were pampered. And during that time, the tendency was to just for fun's sake make quick money. In a day I want to earn few lakhs of rupees. Sometime it happened, most of the time it did not. So the biggest mistake was doing speculation occasionally. And I learned from those mistakes. If you are speculating, means you are gambling. So if you want to become a crorepati or a billionaire by gambling, that is stupid. But that is the, human weaknesses. I am not God, so I have got my weaknesses also. So that speculation was a big
mistake. Like being in a casino, and sometimes you love to play the roulette or the
Actually, I was very fond of gambling in a small way, because I did not have the money. And ultimately, I understood the mechanism how casino makes money. You have to lose your 100% money, then they will make money. So I understood after stupidly going there for few years, then I understood, no way, if you want to get entertainment, it's a very costly entertainment. You go to Switzerland, that will become cheaper. My elder sister, she mentioned to me that you are spending 1.5 lakh in 4 days coming to casino and Nepal. Why don't you go to Europe? Because, ultimately, you are surely will lose money when you gamble or speculate. So that was my mistake so many times. And maybe here and there, because, that is the basic instinct of everyone. Let me have some kick.
So suppose you, an interesting question, suppose you were walking down a corridor and you met a 20-year-old Mr. Bishnu Dhanuka, and you came face to face with him. What would be your advice to him for his life, considering your experience of today?
Number one advice will be, don't do something where after 25-30 years you have to repent. Because that is the costliest thing what you'll do. you will repent the whole life and you can't correct that thing, number one. And number two, don't get disheartened. Looking at,
but was the 20-year-old Mr. Vishnu Dhanuka getting disheartened quite often?
No, definitely. Because, you know, ultimately, life is not the bed of roses. So when you are put into certain very, very difficult situation, you are disheartened. So that is second.
So how do you manage mental health and depression? I think that is something which no one wants to talk about. No one wants to admit that they are depressed. Do you get depressed, and how do you handle it if you do? And what do you suggest to people with your experience?
Luckily, I don't get depressed because I'm overactive, number one. And generally, I do work which I love. So there is no question of depression. Definitely, overwork leads to fatigue, and that reduces your efficiency and energy. That is avoidable. Periodically, during the day, if you take some small breaks, that helps a lot. Maybe yoga break, just a nap for 5 to 10 minutes. You know, you have to design your life yourself. By reading book only or by my lecture, it will not help. It is a personal call.
So what are 5 things which a person can do starting tomorrow morning, which you feel can dramatically change their life?
One is, you should be so attractive so that you attract people. That will solve all your problems.
How do you become that attractive? That is the point.
Generally, I am very humorous. Generally, I know more or less everything. Everything around the world. That is the attraction point, properly dressed.
But how should people do that? Because you have achieved that. Like, give us 5, the people listening, you know, thousands of people are listening around the world. Give them 5 things that they should do when they wake up tomorrow morning or through the day, which really can help them achieve this.
First of all, the most important thing is have the reading habit. Reading newspaper, reading magazine, reading books. There is no substitute for that. So if you read for 1 to 2 hours, that is the minimum requirement that one should cultivate immediately. Number two.
1 to 2 hours every day.
Definitely, definitely. Because right. Otherwise, how can you connect with people? Like say, if I'm talking with you, I've got the masala, I've got the substance, no? That we can talk for 5 to 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
If you don't read, I don't read, then on what topic we will talk, number one. Number two, be good. Be good to everyone and to good to yourself also. Because it doesn't pay to become cunning. And number three, that is my favorite, be too simple. Even if you are cheated periodically, that cost is not that big. Be simple. Follow simple principle. And number four, definitely work for financial independence. Otherwise, you are done. So you have to work for financial independence. So after 5-10 years, you are not dependent. You are not forced to do something which you don't enjoy. And lastly, you have to have some discipline in life. Otherwise, you can't achieve anything. And one more point is entertain yourself properly.
Right.
Yes. Keep company of, very exciting people. You should have continuous excitement in life. That's what television and net, that is killing our excitement.
Absolutely.
Killing our excitement. Yeah. So otherwise, though, I don't know.
Even so, you talk about financial independence. Can you? What is your opinion about this new fashion of EMIs and home loans and car loans? Do you think that is that is a good practice, or you don't agree with?
I don't agree at all, because that is a bad habit. You start with buying a flat on EMI, then car, then your refrigerator, then your television. It continues throughout the life, and you end up paying EMI throughout your life. So maximum what I suggest, that one can buy a flat or a residence on EMI and keep that EMI for a very limited amount and try to pay back EMI as soon as possible. So one, independence you get, that you have got now your own house to live. But it's the people who doesn't understand this EMI business, they fall in this trap. They fall in the trap. Otherwise, say, after accumulating money, I'm a big fan of Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote the book Rich Dad Poor Dad. There he said, now, when money starts earning, then you are wealthy. So how can that happen if you take EMI on a regular basis?
What are the other principles of Robert Kiyosaki that you really believe in? Are there any other guiding points?
Definitely. One other point is, like say, if you are working for money, 99.9% people, even the billionaires, they are working for money. So you are not wealthy. If money works for you, that is my favorite. If money works for you, then you are wealthy only. Otherwise, though, you go round and round and round.
No, that's a really interesting point. I think money should work for you. And I think you made thousands of women, you guided thousands of women in helping their money work for them. Tell us a little bit about, before we close, about Millennium Mams and how did it come about? Where is it now? I understand that you are based in Calcutta and you are spreading your centers around the country. So what is about this organization? How do you go about it?
Current 25 years back, after I lost my wife, I was just sitting in my balcony, and one of my friend, she was also there, and it came to my mind, and I was just working on that mentally, that I should offer, because you know, particularly Marwari ladies, they are not allowed to work at that time and now also job, and they cannot engage themselves 10 to 6. In any business also. That is not that comfortable. So I thought that let me try to formulate something which is flexible, that will help them to become independent, and they can look after their house also well. So that's how this concept of Millennium M 25 years back that came to my mind. But who will buy my idea? So somehow or other, I could manage to get 5-7 students. And from there, as on today, if I just have flashback, it is just a miracle. But I knew that there is a big need. I knew at that time that there is a big need. And it will ultimately be a very, very successful venture. And I'm not talking about India only. Worldwide, there is a big need for women to be financially literate so that they become financially independent. Financial independence doesn't mean that the husband become dependent on the woman. No, both can coexist. And if money belongs to husband, money belongs to the lady, what is the problem? Because you know, ultimately, somehow there is a huge manipulation maybe going on for so many hundreds of years, that women should not be empowered. Even if they are empowered, that should be on paper. That looks like that they are empowered, but actually that is not happening. And that's how we created this lovely organization, Millennium Mams. And I am getting so much of love from my all students.
I think there's no person, at least no in Marwari woman around India who probably hasn't heard of Mr. Vishnu Dhanuka. So tell us, first of all, I don't think this is only now for Marwari. I think it's for all women around India. It is open. So how should a woman interested in learning about stock market, which is what Millennium Mams does, how should she get involved? How should she start? Where should she start with this?
This is a very difficult question, because we get invitation from all over India, if not some part of the world also. But it's a very personalized teaching. I don't believe even in the video conferencing, etc. It's a very personalized teaching. So I can't cope with the need and demand. And I feel helpless. But Under the circumstance, if they somehow start reading the financial paper, Economic Times, etc., and they try to develop, as I did in my life, a simple graduate. I'm teaching now MBAs. So that can happen in their life also. And they will get some support here and there. Our organization is non-profit. I don't charge any money for myself. Rather, I spend money on this education part. So this is how this you have to think of your journey, which is very difficult, very, very difficult. But that what is the only choice?
So, to give a simple roadmap to a woman in India who wants to have financial independence and wants support from Millennium Mams, they should enroll. They should look up the website. How should they start?
Definitely, they can go to our Facebook page and website. Number one, and number two, they can call me for a day seminar, 2-3 hour seminar. That's how it can be built up. That is second. And in Calcutta also, we have got very, very big limitation. We don't take more than 40-50 women in a year. And we have got applications in hundreds. So it is big challenge. But frankly speaking, that I don't want to compromise on my quality. I never believed in the quantity business. Otherwise, maybe I would have a following of a few lakhs of women, but I don't believe in that.
I think you already have a following of a few lakhs of women.
And the women who are job-centric, who are in the job, they should be very, very careful.
So I think maybe if you can't handle it, maybe the women who have been trained by you in Millennium Mam, maybe they can act as guides and ambassadors as well.
I had that dream, but till now it is not happening because they are engaged in their housework, then engaged in the their financial planning, etc. They don't get the time and permission also to go out of Calcutta.
To end, because I think we can speak for hours together, as you said. we can speak for 8-10 hours, and probably that will be less. But, obviously great speaking with you, Mr. Bishnu Dhanukaji. And, your Millennium Mams organization, I must say, is changing the lives of people around India and around probably the world, and bringing in this concept of stock market, which was seen as a very complex and a very complicated stock system, into the homes and the abilities of very...
Yes. One line I must add, it is not stock market centric only. It is a complete transformation. We cover economy, finance, politics, and so many other...
And I know that you even do some spirituality, yoga, and because it's a complete personality.
It's a complete personality transformation. Stock market is one of the area. So
I would say not stock market, but financial management.
Yes. And you have to believe in yourself, because as Warren Buffett started with a very, 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 very low base, and now he's the third, fourth richest person in the world.
So but still driving a second-hand car.
Second-hand car. That is the beauty. That is, he's not
and
guided.
And eating at McDonald's.
Yes, and he's not guided by the money what he earns and the money what he spent. They are two different things. No? So I thank you very much. This will create further awareness among the women to come forward, to make it a big, big movement. And whatever support, little support I can give, I am always there.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bishnu Dhanukaji. It was a pleasure talking to you. And like always, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
That was part two. To listen to part one, make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Health Tips Radio, on iTunes at Health Tips Podcast, on Facebook at Health Tips Radio, or on Podomatic. Thank you to our sponsor, Atharva Marcom. They make people famous, and if you want to reach out to them or talk to them, write to them at atharvamarcom@gmail.com. That's atharvamarcom@gmail.com. Stay healthy, keep moving.